best you can buy.
Welcome to our little old show called America Tonight. If you've just been down the dial listening to rock country or the guy talking about flying saucers, thanks for finding us. You are hooked into water cooler buzz, baby. And we have the big buzz that's going on across the country. Boy, the conspiracy theories are starting to abound about this, and they could be right due to some of the bloggings that are starting to creep up in relation to the man who went to the Pentagon and slowly pulled out a gun and shot two Pentagon security officers, just grazing them. They returned the fire, and just about 2 hours ago or so, the shooter, John Patrick Bedell, 36 years old, a guy from California, died just after being admitted to a hospital in critical condition. Still no motive for the shooting, but there's some interesting things that are starting to creep out. We're going to get to those and jam to them right at the top of the show. Here's what it sounded like, though, when everybody was scuffling around trying to figure out what was happening. The chief of the Pentagon Police, Richard Kiewel, had this to say on the scene.
About 6:40 tonight, a person came toward the Pentagon pre-screen area, appeared to be pretty calm. As the officers started to ask him for his pass to get into the Pentagon, he drew a weapon from his pocket and started shooting immediately also. He didn't say anything, he just engaged the officers. Both officers were hit. The injuries were not life-threatening. They returned fire. The suspect was also hit. His injury is pretty critical. He was transported to a local hospital. We are not going to release the name or names of the officers and the suspect at this time. Things are still very preliminary. I won't get into the detail where they were shot, but both injuries were grazing injuries. The officers were able to return fire. And as I said, the injury to the suspect is a lot more severe. I shouldn't approach. That's not an appropriate question. I'm sorry. We have ID, but it's not appropriate to discuss that right now because we're still running down leads. We have multiple addresses. He did not say a word. He was, according to the officers, and I've interviewed two or three of them now, that said he walked up very cool, like there was no distress. He had no real emotion in his face. It's very typical for someone to reach for their pass to show it. When he reached in his pocket, they assumed he was going to get a pass, and he came out with a gun.
All right, so luckily the key thing here is there was no way he was getting inside, and the two guys who were on patrol that were right there were grazed but weren't hurt beyond that. Now, what's starting to emerge are different things, and, you know, you can take this where you want it. I have somebody looking into it, and the latest thing that I got, and I think now this is being posted in a lot of different places because everybody's scrambling trying to get more information. There is a possibility that he might have had some resentment toward the military, and he was certainly doubting some of the facts behind the September 11th terrorist attacks, or so somebody might want you to think. Because you don't know that for sure. You have to figure out if it was in fact him that was posting some of the things, but there are postings under the name J. Patrick Bedell where clearly he had said things like he wanted to see justice be served up, and specifically he referred to the death of a Marine colonel, a guy named James Sabo, you may know that name, who was found mysteriously dead in the backyard of his California house in 91. That death was called a suicide, but a lot of people believe there's something more to it, and that there was a cover-up to be had there. So J. Patrick Bedell specifically referred to that case and says that had said in the posting it was one of the steps toward establishing the true events of things like September 11th and the demolitions. So in the postings, he had talked about marijuana laws and things happening in Orange County, California, the cultivating of marijuana and whatnot. So in the meantime, this graduate student from San Jose State, his father went on a radio show in California and said that he was worried about his son, that he seemed unstable, that things just didn't seem right. He couldn't reach him, in other words, mentally, and he was concerned about him. And he is the guy, he is the shooter, that walked up to that checkpoint at the Pentagon subway entrance and tried, or I guess thought he was going to get inside the Pentagon. So he reached into his pocket like he was reaching for a pass. You heard that there. And pulled out a gun instead and started shooting. And people were as close as 5 feet away. And then that was, that's it. His death has been confirmed. And what the FBI and Secret Service and others are doing are they're pouring through any information to try to get some kind of a picture of who he was and why this could have happened. What was the motivation behind it? So terrorism hasn't necessarily been ruled out, but because there was supposedly a conversation with a second guy, but that just might have been a fellow passenger the way it's looking at this point. Boy, you just have to shake your head when you hear more of these stories and you think of what's going on really out there and what pushed him to the ultimate abyss of not looking back and having no fear, no distress, no anything, and just headed for business, walking right up there and didn't think twice about it. Oof. Anything else that we learn on this course, we'll bring it to you as we motor along here on ATN. Something else that I think is especially huge. I mean, obviously, healthcare on the mind still of many of us, but I think that's weeks away. The thought is May 18th, there's going to be a vote. We've heard this before, these hard deadlines, and yes, there's going to be enough people in the House, and yes, there's going to be enough Democrats, and there's going to be enough in the Senate. But I wouldn't, that whole thing about putting the cart before the horse, I wouldn't say that's a done deal for some of those centrist Democrats. And even though they met with the president today, I believe that a lot aren't sold on this really flying. And it's called self-preservation, and some of those Democrats know because their gig is up. When it comes to the midterm elections, if they do in fact vote for this version, this convoluted, not spelled out correctly version of health care reform, it'll cost them their political seat. And that's what I said. It's about self-preservation. They want to represent, and if they want to represent, I don't know that they're going to be able to easily be convinced that they should join the other Democrats and vote for things that they're not, that aren't clearly spelled out, as one freshman congresswoman put it after her meeting with a bunch of other Democrats and the president earlier in the day. Coming up on the flip side, why the cops are telling kids for spring break, stay away from the tequila, but more importantly, stay out of the border towns. Plus a couple of other things coming up as we round the turn here.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
Hi, this is Peter Kratschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kratschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kratschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
I've got a couple of emails. They are fine. They were flesh wounds as they were being described to me, and they're fine. But the shooter, boom, he was hit. He's dead, and questions remain. That's where we're at on that one. You can throw in your 2 cents on anything that we meander through or anything else. 800-259-5791. In the meantime, a couple of other things definitely of interest, and I mentioned this about the border town. Somebody was talking to me today. You know, of course, our satellite facility is in Texas. I'm in Texas, and the mothership is back in Minneapolis. But kids from the Midwest, from the East, and any part in the United States, there's some lure to going to Mexico. The freeness of it, naked bodies, the beach scene, the pool, you know what I'm talking about. Let me paint you the picture. So Cabo San Lucas is one of those places, for example, where a lot of kids will show up. But I think more of what the warning is from the State Department and other people, to be honest about it, is you want to be careful not so much in those places, but in Juarez, in Chihuahua, anywhere in Chihuahua State, which is across from El Paso, like Juarez is, because of all this drug cartel stuff, still you would have kids that would go into those areas feeling fine, feeling like they're okay, and then they would wander down toward the coast. But it includes Tijuana. Tijuana is another spot where sometimes kids will go, or even Monterey, since we've had incredible news in the last 2 years where there have been massive carjackings and even petty thefts. But you'd be lucky if it was just a petty theft. I mean, flat out people have been gunned down. You don't want to get caught in the middle of that. And there's checkpoints and on those highways, but isolated areas, especially in the late nights and the early mornings. And a lot of times, you know, these kids aren't thinking. It used to be pretty safe to do that. You had 2,600 people who were killed in Juarez in 2009. That's a city of 1.3 million people. And cars being stolen, 16,000. Carjackings, almost 2,000. So I wouldn't make that trip across the Zaragoza Bridge. And I'm somebody who used to make that trip across the Zaragoza Bridge all the time. I worked for a television station there called KTSM. And we used to go to Mexico every weekend, sometimes during the week. Oh, let's go have dinner. Boom, over the bridge. No problem. Now, oh, you wouldn't catch me over there. And a lot of students would do that. There's a big university there, UTEP. And clearly many would go over to have fun and watch a bullfight, go hang out, go get some cheap liquor for whatever reason they were going across the bridge. But now it's pretty dangerous. So for the first time, the Texas Department of Public Safety decided to tell college students, be careful. Maybe you don't want to go there during spring break. It's just frankly too dangerous. You know, the universities were issuing, you know, those warnings, trying to warn the kids about it. But this is the first time you've actually had the Department of Public Safety coming in and advising against the travel, flat out saying, here's what's happened, and this is why this is so risky to you. And they wanted to step it up because, hey, you know how it is. You're invincible when you're 19 and you're 20 and you're 21. And the last thing, can you imagine us hearing about reports of however many kids get caught in the middle of gunfire or something else across, just flat out right across the border? And Tijuana is another one of those places because of San Diego. And then there's other places in between, too, but I don't know if they're as seductive as Juarez and Tijuana and Chihuahua City. But, like I said, I wouldn't even step foot in that direction. Probably safer to go to Florida or some other place for spring break rather than one of the border towns. So we move from that warning that's gone pretty deep this time to something of definite interest to me, and I know to many of you. I don't want to get on my big old soapbox, but this has always been a big thing for me because I was in New York when it happened, and I think even if I wasn't in New York, I would have felt the same way. Why is this not taken serious in the first place? You have the Attorney General, Eric Holder, who comes out with his chest all pumped up and gets before the mics and says, you know, hey, we've done this successfully before. We're not afraid of standing up for what's right in the United States, and we're going to try these terror suspects in a federal courtroom just a mile or two away from where the World Trade Centers were, and it'll show the world it's great, and da 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 da. Not it's great, but it'll show the world that we're, you know, here we are, and this is where this injustice happened. Now, suddenly, the White House is, and we are not surprised by this, right? They're now deciding, ooh, military trials. Yeah, we thought they were terrible, and we blasted Bush at the tail end of his years for the whole military tribunal thing and what was really happening at Gitmo. Now, geez, now we're kind of for this idea because, we're heeding those warnings that it could be too dangerous to have it in New York, and it's, one, too costly. How do we secure our own people and protect them, and how does this not become a beacon of energy for would-be jihadists to attack again? So the recommendation is to choose that military route for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four henchmen, as it were, in this case. And, you know, this whole review of where and how to hold the trial isn't done, so nothing is at all official, and it probably won't be for a couple of weeks, and maybe beyond that, because, of course, you have the healthcare agenda that's front and center, but it is absolutely something that has to be decided because, remember, Attorney General Holder decided in November that to transfer Mohammed and the four other accused terrorists from the U.S. base at Gitmo to New York City for the trials. And initially, everybody signed on. Yeah, oh, Bloomberg was on board, and Chuck Schumer, the senator, was on board, one of the senators from New York. And now everybody's concerned about it. Security, the cost, the logistical nightmare. And the opposition, frankly, it's obvious, became worse, intensified, when we almost had an airline blow up in Detroit on Christmas Day. So now there's been a lot of eyes looking into the president's terrorism policies. And the administration saying we're going to decide, we're going to look into this trial decision and consider other options for a new location. And people were freaking out about the possibility of a new location. So you have Congressman Pete King, who has legislation that he threw up that would prevent the administration from putting Mohammed and other terrorists on trial in any American city, community, suburb, whatever. And Senator Lindsey Graham, joined by probably half of the Senate Republicans and a few Democrats even, made a proposal that was similar to that one. So, and remember, the White House still has to go the route of the Hill. There still are things like the money that you need for the transfer of the closing down of Gitmo has to come from Congress. So how do you get funding from Congress to hold terrorism trials when they're opposed to it, most of them anyway, and to close the prison itself and replace it with something else in the United States? Ooh, we forgot that move. We jumped ahead. So we heard all along that these civilian trials for terrorists were incredibly important because it's a demonstration of our commitment to, the quotes, what Eric Holder said, the rule of law. And because of, oh, other terrorism trials already that have been successful in the United States criminal courts. So here we go again. We're flipping back on it. There hasn't been an official decision, but I don't think so. I mean, it's interesting because of the way they attacked the whole idea of the military trial, and now it looks like they're going back to the possibility of the military trial. What say you, America? 800-259-5791.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
That's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleigh. And through a soft, alone, unbreaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Going on, the lunatic at the Pentagon situation with the 9/11 trials and the flip-flopping, and now let's go back to the military trials. It shouldn't have been an issue in the first place, and I don't think there's going to be funding there. We know that we've had Jeff Atticott on, who advises the FBI and talks to people all over the world and is the king of ways to prevent terrorism, I should say. I shouldn't say prevent, but to think in a different way to help try to prevent terrorism. I guess that's the way to say it, as he travels all over the place and talks to everybody and is the premier, I think, scholar in this case and started the whole law school related to terrorism in San Antonio, Texas. And he's talked to us many times throughout the past year and a half about things that should have happened and shouldn't have happened. And right away from the get-go, he said, oh, this can't be anyway because of the funding situation. So we go back to what we already knew. I got to jump to this quickly here, too. I'll tell you, nothing enrages me more, and it was so sad to see. Although, bravo to the parents of 17-year-old Chelsea King, who did an interview with Larry King on CNN. And there they were, I mean, their daughter, just all this horrible stuff. They find her in this shallow grave. And, of course, she was raped and killed, allegedly, by this John Albert Gardner III, a 30-year-old registered sex offender who molested a 13-year-old girl, went to prison for it, served a shorter sentence. A psychiatrist said this guy shouldn't be out there. He gets out there. He had gone after somebody else. Now he might be involved in the death of another girl who's 14 years old. And I love what the parents said. They were so right about this. How many times do our daughters need to be raped before we put these monsters behind bars forever? The good news is, and there really is no good news, I shouldn't even use those words, is that this guy could be up for the death penalty. And, I mean, how do these people that let this guy go, how do they look these parents in the eye? How do they do that? This should not have happened to her. She was a straight-A student, but here she was. She was going for a jog in a park, so he staked her out and got to her and massacred these people's lives. This girl had a young brother who's just devastated by the shocking death of his sister. These parents are devastated, but they wanted to go on the air because they wanted to let everybody know about their rage, that something has to be changed, that this should not have been. This should not have happened. Now, the prosecutor's office said they haven't determined whether they're going to seek capital punishment. Man, I think they need to. I think it's incredibly appropriate, and the family thinks it is. I mean, they think they want to see this guy tried and fried. There's no doubt about that, and good for them. I agree. It's heinous, and we're never thinking about the victims, never thinking about letting these guys go, and, oh, they can be productive members of society. Give me the examples. Where are the examples? I just don't get it, man. I just do not understand. I am completely on board with them. And I'm sure I'll get a slew of angry hate mail. I support the death penalty, especially when it's clear-cut case of this. Could it be more heinous? Could this guy be more of a monster as it was described? And the psychiatrist didn't even want the guy out, but they don't listen to the experts. Rick is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, they should give him the death penalty.
I think so, too. I mean, you just feel for those parents. This kid had all this life in her, was a generous kid. It doesn't even matter if she was a bad student, but she just had everything going for her, and, boom, she's gone just in an instant because some bad decisions by the prison systems in California.
Yeah, I mean, he attacked some 13-year-old.
Yeah.
They let him out, now he killed, so what are you going to do with him? Nothing. Put him to sleep.
They should have.
Take him out in the ocean, dump him, handcuff him, then dump him.
Yeah.
But, there's no redeeming value in him at all.
No.
And these people who get death penalty, I like people to tell their kids got killed by him. Oh, yeah, he should live, let him live, all this stuff. But, anyway, I forgot what I was asking last night, are you singing and all that?
Well, you said you were asking what?
I was going to ask you last night. I forgot what to ask you last night because your singing kind of caught me off guard.
Oh. the O Canada caught everybody off guard, including the Mounties, yes.
I was joking. But I was watching Olympics and that Lindsey Vonn.
Uh-huh.
You think she was really hurt?
Yes. I think she was hurt. So? There was a rumor about the whole right shin thing. Is that what you're talking about? Or the pinky?
Yeah.
No. We had a doctor on the show, this Dr. Tom Hackett, and he was talking about snowboarding. And I talked to one of his associates who said that was just a bogus story that was floating around, that she definitely had hurt her shin.
Yeah.
I mean, they could see it. They all saw it.
Yeah. Well, we didn't know if it was really true or not. We didn't know what the story was on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. She says she's coming back for the next Olympics, so she hopes to, because of course they have to compete and get there and make the team. And
she's getting age on her now, I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. But it's all about the racing. So yeah. If she comes through and she does well in the things leading up to the Olympics, then she will be there in Russia.
Yeah.
We just want winter. Rick, here's the deal. We want America to rock every time we're in the Olympics, right?
Yep.
So if she's the best, then send her.
They didn't do very good in curling, whatever that is.
No. But overall, the medals, I think it was good. It was a good showing by the Americans. It's too bad that we lost the hockey game, but still the team played well. They could hold up their heads. It went to overtime. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
What are you cleaning out a closet?
No, I'm at work.
Oh, you are. I just heard it sounded like pots and pans went flying.
Oh, the machine I'm running.
Oh.
That's still working me like a Hebrew Jew.
Oh, you are terrible. You are terrible.
Call you, don't call me.
Okay, no, yeah, thanks. Now, here's the thing. You're running these machines, and I hope you're paying attention. We don't want you to get hurt on the machine when you're talking to us.
Okay.
All right, Rick. Have a good weekend.
People will call you complain about them comments. So.
Yeah, thanks. Be careful out there. Rough waters. We'll talk to you again. Thanks, Rick. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky.
Hey.
Hey.
Let me explain something. You just said something that was just totally not even right. You said, well, we can blame it on the prison system. You can blame it on the penal code in California whose first-time offender is 10 years maximum. And the prosecutor didn't go for a 10-year maximum. He went for 6 years.
I know. Yeah.
And so,
he
you know,
five.
We got it back on the penal code. And I've said it before, and the bad part is poor Jessica Lunsford, the home assassin of Florida, had to die to get Jessica's Law started. And so many states haven't adopted Jessica's Law.
Mm.
And, you know, when you said that, I just, oh, man, it twisted my guts. Because Tuesday night, I got a call from a very, very good friend of mine who used to work for me. Very, very good friends with his father-in-law. Was for a long time. His father-in-law has been in my house 8 million times. And when my buddy called me, he said, man, I need to talk to you about something. I said, what's going on? He said, they arrested my father-in-law last night. 5 counts of child molestation on my daughter. This is a guy that's been in my house, and that's like I told Tommy. I said, Tommy, I said, and it made my gut tie up. Because that is an unforgivable sin to me. I can handle anything in the world but rape. I don't care if it's a 50-year-old woman, a 10-year-old child, or a 100-year-old woman, or a 30-year-old woman.
Yeah.
And Tommy talked to me and said, you know, I said, man, I said, I don't even know what I do. I mean, it just shocked me. I mean, it was like just dumbfounded me. And I said, I'd have killed him. There's not that in my mind. I would never hurt anybody. But when it comes to my family, in a heartbeat, no thoughts, there's no law to take care of that. There's no law strict enough to take care of the innocence a person steals when they do that. And not just the victims, not just her, but the family.
Yeah.
And he told me, and I couldn't even imagine the thought. He said, the first thought was, he said, I told him I was going to come over and cut his throat. He said, my daughter, my wife talked me out of it. And he said, I threw up and threw up. He said, it tied my gut up so bad, the nerves did. And he said, I laid in bed, and he said, here I am, a 38-year-old man. He said, I cried. For 3 days after I found out. Cried for 3 days. Because you said you feel like you're defenseless. You feel like you didn't do your part to defend your own child.
Oh, it's awful.
And the sad part, and I mean, I really did. I felt for him, man. I mean, it all, and I don't cry. I almost brought tears to my eyes. But these people, there has to be stricter laws.
It does.
There has to be stricter laws.
There does.
And as far as people that don't care about corporal punishment, to hell with them, this guy needs to fry, and every child molested trial the first time.
Yeah, good. Hard comments, and I'm right on board with you, with Stu. Stu, sorry about your friend. Boy, that is a sad tale to hear. Awful, 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 awful.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song.
Boy, tough to follow up with those very candid comments from Stu talking about his friend, and I'm glad that he shared with us, but that is just an awful thing. I can't imagine any family going through that. I can't. I think Stu is right on when he says, he's dead on, when he says it doesn't matter how old the woman, the situation, you know, whatever, it's just flat out wrong, animalistic, terrible. And in this case, they had him. They had this 30-year-old man in prison. And he's, and my, I guess, and I didn't explain it right, but I think, especially in California, it seems loose and fast with some of their, as he described it, penal codes. It needs to be changed. And in this case, the prosecutor's not sure if they'll go for the death penalty. And I think there's going to be pressure to go for the death penalty in this case. And that's if he's convicted. They make him eligible for it. So, you know, and this is in San Diego. But you look at this, and searchers finding the body. She was missing since, what, February 25th. And she was last seen at school, within a school 15 miles north of San Diego in a supposedly safe area. You know, and they say, well, they live in a nice, safe area. And she, her car was there, and her cell phone was inside, and she was going for a jog, and that's where he apparently got her, and they did find her body, and they have now tied this to him. He's pled not guilty. in the meantime, so we'll see where it all goes. But the parents, pretty brave, because it's got to be tough. I mean, like I said, you can't even think putting themselves in their shoes. But the parents go on TV to make the point that something has to be changed. There has to be tougher standards against repeat sex offenders. And he was one of those. He was a repeat sex offender. And both of them feel strongly about the death penalty and that he should get it. And, yeah, we'll see. We'll keep a close eye on this. But his next hearing is scheduled for March 18th. They call those a status hearing. So we'll see what happens. All right, so we move from that to catch up on a couple of other quick things as we are at the finish line of this hour, anyway, of America Tonight. The clues you heard, the shooting at the Pentagon. Thank goodness that the Pentagon officers who were shot, it was a flesh wound. That's the good news. But the 36-year-old guy who went up to the checkpoint just casually pulled out the gun. He's dead. He died earlier in the evening after they took him to the hospital. And still there's a lot of questions surrounding what motivated him. He had some anger issues about the military, about what happened on September 11th. It looks like, according to some blogs, that proves out. But anything beyond that, you know, it's still too early in the investigation, because that's where you start pouring through everything, pouring through the background, pouring through what was going on at San Jose State for him, because he was a grad student there, and then he was in Washington. His father said he was worried about his son. He felt like something wasn't right with him. Boy, this is like a familiar theme, isn't it? And lo and behold, this is how it ends up, huh? All right, we move from that to the dungeon, and despite all those things that we were just talking about, the dungeon has nothing to do with typically, you know, what the dungeon portrays for me, but you know the story here. We throw someone in the dungeon, we send them a key. If they accept the key, then they can come on the show. I guarantee this guy will not accept the key, and his English probably isn't too good, but you know he's on my greatest hits list of people I would never trust, no matter what the circumstance, Kim Jong-il. So here's the scoop on Kim Jong-il. There's a new book out by an Austrian journalist who talks about the lifestyles of North Korean leadership and then the citizens. And in the book, the author talks about the people who live in North Korea who sometimes have to, just to survive, they have to eat tree bark, because they'll be sent to labor camps if they criticize the government. Yeah, anytime you want to complain about the United States, remember, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, because guess what? You can call radio shows like this one and complain, disagree, and argue, and disagree with the president, and hate everybody on the Hill. You couldn't do that there. You'd be dead. So here's the thing that gets me, and this is why Kim Jong-il, which I guess I don't think I've ever put him in the dungeon, but he spent millions, just like his father, pampering himself and protecting himself with what? Our stuff. Western goods. Luxury cars. Silk carpets. Exotic foods. Things that help you monitor heartbeats of people hiding behind walls. Gold-plated guns. Anything they could get their hands on. That was Western. I'm sure I've talked about this before, that he was a huge movie nut and wanted to meet all the famous people and wants all the copies of whatever the current films are and craves Western food and collects recipes from all over the world and has a wild car collection of Mercedes and Lincolns and Fords and Cadillacs and any car that you can possibly name off the top of your head. So as much as they spit in our face and ban products for their own people that are westernized in any way, certainly they're not shy about spending the dough on themselves, that they crave everything Western and everything American. So it's just typical, isn't it? Just typical. I have to say that it's time to put this nut in our dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yep, I doubt, like I said, that any key is going to be accepted there, but you get my point in this. So everybody, all the people, pretty much are, or a lot of them live in unbelievable poverty and can say nothing, are mere servants pretty much, and wouldn't dare blink or criticize anything to do with their government because they would be killed or sent to the labor camp and eventually keel over and die. But yet they are they are living with that paradox of we have the riches. I mean, that's more like a communist twist along with a dictatorship. There's no doubt Kim Jong-il is all about evil, baby, evil incarnate. So he's stuck in our prison anyway. That makes me happy. I don't know about the rest of you. You can always send me your thoughts on any of the things that we're talking about. I know that I say this over and over again, and I appreciate all the emails, and we go through them, and that's why we do, you know, our mailbag segment and all that sort of stuff. So just keep them coming. That's what I'm saying to you. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. I want to end this on a high note, and the high note is this homeless man. I don't know if you heard the story or not. A homeless man in Idaho actually won the lottery. Is that, wow. How is that possible? But the police are accused of using excessive force from the story that I heard on this homeless guy who won the lottery. So the high note is he wins the lottery. The low note is the police were after him and felt like they had no choice but to put the hammer down on him. So it's a mixed bag for him. In 1 second, here he is living in the car, having the lottery ticket, feeling like now he can cash it in, and then the police have to go after him. And we know there's much more to that story, and I've got it on the blog on AmericaTonight.net.
Everybody down, he's becoming disgruntled!